So it looks like it's all over potentially for the famed Manawatu Gorge Road. Transport Minister Simon Bridges making an announcement later on this morning on its future. The link between the Hawke's Bay and the Manawatu is famous, of course, for its slips and closures, and the latest is the hillside could actually collapse at any time. So as a result of all of this, Woodville, of course, is struggling. Local Ntarua District Councillor Peter Johns is with us on this. Peter, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Have you heard anything officially from the government? Do you know what's going to happen today?
Not a thing. I know as much as anyone else, and that's very little.
Would you have expected to hear something if something big's coming today?
One would have thought that council would have been given a heads up on it before it went public, but obviously that's not the case.
If it's closed, do you understand it?
Do I understand what?
The decision.
Well, I guess if it's as fragile as it appears to be, I can understand the necessity to close it. It'll be a shame. It's a rather iconic piece of landscape in New Zealand. And as far as this part of the district's concerned, it's a major attraction for, well, for the district.
Yeah. Has it got... And without, I'm trying not to be mean, has it got a touch of nostalgia about it, and the nostalgia therefore overrides the cold, hard, real-world practicality that the road just isn't up for it, it needs to be closed and we need to find some sort of alternative?
Well, I guess that's partly true, yes, but there'd be very, very few people in the district that don't want to see a final solution, e.g. a better road, whatever.
What would you actually, I mean, ideally, so say the road's not up for it, we can't do it, we need to close it, what's the good alternative?
Tunnel.
Oh, geez. And what's that cost?
I wouldn't have a clue.
A lot is the answer.
A lot, but it needs to be a flat, reliable road. There are plenty of tunnels around the world in earthquake zones that I'm sure our engineers can take advice from, or take advice from the engineers involved in those projects. But it's not, I don't believe it's an impossibility.
What about the effect on Woodville, if this goes badly for Woodville today?
Well, currently the traffic's still coming over the Saddle Road. I heard Ross Ianson this morning talking about altering the road conditions to direct traffic through Woodville rather than bypass it. I'd like to think that he'll be true to his word in that regard.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's 9 o'clock this morning, Peter. I wish you the very best of luck with it. Peter Johns, who's Woodville resident, Tararua District Councillor, 9 o'clock. Simon Bridges is the man with the news.